Hello, everyone, and welcome to JFG Tonight. I was supposed to be on vacation, but I thought this is too important of a story for me to stay in vacation, because yesterday something very bizarre happened. I made my prediction, yesterday, and a few last days, let's say, within the last 6 days. I made my prediction seeing the behavior of Lily. And what she was starting to say, I'm saying this I've seen before. This is a woman who's preparing to drop America First under the bus. I mean, at this point, I see them coming miles ahead. And at some point, it's like, I'm not even hateful toward Lily. If you want to make a career out of center-right commentary, sure, go add to this already very filled niche. But you have to know what you're doing, because, and a lot of people say, well, the gripers, the far right, they're too rough to their own people. But you have to be kind of rough, because anyways, we know what happens with weak egos. We know what happened with people who are weak. It's that 2 weeks down the line, 6 months down the line, their line is crossed and they leave, and they make a mess in the process. So for Lily's own good, I would recommend, because she has to understand, if she starts hanging with the Nick Fuentes of this world, if she goes at AF back, you better be sure that you're ready for absolute cancellation. And if you think that being fired for your job is the cancellation that was coming, if you really have a true America First discourse, if you take a stand against the greatest evil in America right now, which is the Israeli subversion of American politics, they're going to write hit pieces about you. They're going to attack your family. So you better know before you start this job that you're in for all this, that you're willing to take the hit. And something tells me that Lily is not anywhere close to be willing to take the hit. She's not anywhere autistic enough to stand by principles. And she's way too social of a creature, coming from the world of New York marketing and talking about, oh my God, they look, you know, she's talking about the America First people and they look like losers. Oh my God, they should get laid. They should get laid. This is extremely androgynous leftist framing. You have a centrist mind if you come to these conclusions. If someone is coming to you with a claim of truth and your first reaction is, oh, that doesn't look good, you have a different mind than us, and you don't belong. Honestly, you can't survive. You won't survive in this environment. If you're not totally just monomaniacally obsessed with the truth, if the social world weighs too much in your balance, you won't be able to be a far-right personality. And then, if you're not able to be a far-right personality, that sets you in the centrist, center-right domain, and they will cancel you if you've ever, said the words Nick Fuentes. I mean, there was a time at which they were refusing to name him. That's just how much the denial of Nick is strong in the center right. All of this to say, it's not my critique of Lily is not necessarily hateful against her. It's also in her own good. And yesterday, I thought I was concluding my coverage of all this and all we've discussed in the last shows by a little joke that was leaving an open, hilarious, comedic tone to the whole thing. And because someone came to me and said, JF, I have exclusive photos. I'm a journalist. I've taken pictures at AF at America First, and I was like, okay, I'm interested in working with you. What do you have? And he sends me these photos, and I was like, okay, most of these photos I see activist. I'm not going to dox activist. I'm not going to show pictures of low-level people. They're just AF fans. I don't want to dox their location at the moment of the conference or even the fact that they were there. But there's this photo that from his work that comes out, and I'm like, oh, this I can work with. This is two public personalities taking a meal in a public setting. And so I wrote, because there's been rumors around the fact that, well, initially the rumors were that Lily had sex with Jake Shields. And then the rumors were that she's taken mushrooms with Jake Shields. What we have as an admission from her is that at AF PAC, she did take mushrooms. We don't know if it's with Jake Shields, but I thought I would make a little reference to all of the rumors and the sum of her admissions and things that were denied. Well, DK Shadow says, who's making these rumors? It's basically that it was so public that everyone knew at AF. People who hung out at the right hotel saw all of this happen, that she was on mushroom. So that, I mean, she has confirmed herself. So she took magic mushrooms, kind of weird. For a mom who's starting a career in conservative commentary, let me tell you, as a libertarian, I'm one of the last libertarians still commenting within far-right spaces, if you will. And basically everyone else is an authoritarian, but it's kind of a libertarian bent. Okay, I can do mushrooms while being a conservative, sure. I wrote, a journalist catches an impromptu rapprochement between Lily and Jake Shields at AF PAC, champignon gratiné on the menu. And that's a term in French, champignon gratiné, which means grated mushrooms or, you know, cheesy mushrooms. I thought this references perhaps the birthing love between the two. It is an issue of public opinion because ultimately we have here two people getting closer together, even if it's for a political or professional thing. It's important for people to know. It's important that there could be an alliance, that there was conversation. I believe that is journalism. I'm sorry to do, and we'll get into it, because this has exposed a whole branch of people who are behind Lily, and I didn't even know. But she already has her Zionist backer, and, you know, My brain can't help but compute here. Lily is a marketing specialist from New York. She wants to make it in the conservative space. Tommy Robinson is a Zionist who has before participated to IDF trainings related to the Israeli Defense Force. He defends her on Twitter. Jake Shields is an MMA star that has made it through a ferocious critic recently of Israel, but who has also admitted in the past having been in the training program of the IDF for MMA teachings to their agents. So we have here two IDF ex-employees of some sort, who wore IDF training t-shirts, who worked for the Israeli government. We have a marketing specialist from New York, and somehow she is in between these guys, and they are getting to her defense in what was not an attack. I'm sorry, this tweet is not an attack, guys. Your threshold of triggering was too low, and it allowed me to detect a nest of Zionist plotting actually happening right now. It's like at this point, I'm doing it accidentally. That's how good I've become at it. I recognize these patterns. I'm good at it. We'll get into all this, but There's nothing bad in this tweet. This is a picture in a public setting of public personalities discussing. It's interesting that they were discussing. I want to know what was discussed. I'm curious. And most importantly, it's a political rapprochement where you could in the future have Jake Shields fall for her. And you wouldn't need to know this, even because a lot of people come to me and they say, Jeff, your theory sucks. Jake Shields is a real one. Sure. Okay. Jake Shield is still doing a rapprochement with Lily. And that is an important fact in and of itself that needs to be told publicly, that needs to be discussed publicly. Because again and again, I say it in the far right, you have no idea how much they send us these fucking beautiful women. Holy shit. It's hard to say no. And you have to ask yourself, Jake Shields with his wrestling ears and the face that he has, would he be intelligent enough to see subversion? Would you trust this guy knowing that he's being subverted by an agent of some sort? I don't know. And so that doesn't mean that he's a bad guy. I do not, my point with this picture is not to say this is bad. It's just to say, let us be on our watch because something is happening in the background for him to react that way. Because, okay, this is not an attack. It's a joke. It's very French. And by the way, my supporters were explaining to Jake Shields, Jeff is totally for fucking woman. Like, if the rumor was true, I know that it's been denied, but if the rumor was true that you fucked Lily after this dinner, I'm all for it. That is not the point of bringing it up. I think that, in fact, if you didn't fuck her, you have some kind of a failure. But he says, wow, I talked to a female. This is some heartbreaking news. Heartbreaking news. Following me around, taking pictures and starting BS rumors is really an America first position. And this is where there is a problem here. First, legitimately, someone could be at AFPAC and argue JF is not America first, and I would have nothing to say against it. So, how is it, like, I'm not an America First member. I don't participate to this. I'm generally joyful about their political ideas. I agree with them on a lot. But I'm also not a Catholic, by the way. And so it's like, I couldn't yell Christ is King in good honesty to myself because I don't believe that Jesus was sent by God on this earth. So I have some differences that basically make me not qualify for being part of this crowd. I look at them from the outside with enthusiasm and I want them to be successful. But so my picture of Jake Shield and Lily does not come from inside the America First movement. It comes from a libertarian guy who I just like trouble. I like trouble and I like the truth. And the truth is Lily was having some dinner with someone and Jake Shields. And that is a truth that needs to be reported and I'm here for it. Okay? So, Jake Shield decides, instead of saying JF is a fucking idiot, fuck him, he says, following me around and taking pictures is an America first position. So he is criticizing the movement here. And a few days ago, I had started identifying in the discourse of Lily anti-America first statements. He knows what he's doing here because he could totally isolate me and say JF is just a dumb fuck fuck him. And in fact, if I see him, I will beat him with my MMA skills. But instead of this, he decides to complain against the America First movement as a whole. Lily complains against the losers of America First. They're annoying. They're misogynist. They don't. They need to get laid. Now we have Jake Shields complaining about the America First movement for something that has not even been done by the America First movement. It's been done by Papa JF. And now, out of nowhere, a man who has never talked to me, who has never interacted with me on Twitter in all my years talking about far-right stuff, fucking Tommy Robinson shows up out of nowhere. This isn't journalism, you mong. It's strange behavior. So now we have Jake Shields criticizes America First as a whole. Lily degrades the males of America First as loser artists. Now we have Tommy Robinson claiming that my journalism is strange behavior, which is the most hilarious thing ever that happened in my life, because that's exactly what I always thought about Tommy Robinson. You know, when he's like, oh, bro, he goes out there and he films stuff. And, oh, why? You want to keep me from filming? You want to keep me from filming, mate? Oh. He's always in a fight. And like, if you had asked me whether it's 1 year ago or 5 years ago, what do you think about Tommy Robinson's journalism? My answer would probably have been something like, this isn't journalism, you mong. It's strange behavior. And so here you have this guy telling me that I'm weird. I'm weird for detecting here an early uprising against, from within, against the America First movement. And, you know, give me credit, guys. I know that here, of course, it's my fan base, but I'm proud that here I'm not even in this movement. And yet I succeed at detecting some hostility, some mechanism of hostility that are developing from within the movement. And that could be devastating for you guys if you didn't know. So America First people, you know, I'm not asking for you to donate or pay my salary, but I think you should. I think you should, because here I am dropping stuff that you should know. You're being infiltrated, and if you throw your support at this girl, and if you keep thinking, well, Jake Shields is so solid against Israel, he can't possibly betray us, you might end up with pussy syndrome, which is that some men, they can be very convinced of their principles, but ultimately when the pussy becomes available, they totally become irrational. And you will end up here with some kind of a pipeline story, a hit piece that says that you guys are, that it's unviable, that it's unviable for a woman in this Groyper movement. And yet, of course, we know that there are Groyper women. We see some of them sometimes at the conference. Some of them are hanging out around Nick when he does his speeches. So we know that women are welcome. But this association, this little trio, or as my friend Mark Collette often calls them, this duo, this, because he has an English accent from England, so you can never differentiate when they use a D or a J. And so this duo, this duo here is preparing something. And in fact, it's becoming a trio when you see Tommy Robinson appear. Let me tell you this. Tommy Robinson appearing out of nowhere like this is absolutely linked. I am convinced. You're gonna have to prove to me with facts and logic that I'm wrong on this. There is a link between Jake Shields having been an Israeli Defense Force trainer for MMA. There is a link between Tommy Robinson having been an Israeli Defense Force something of whatever with the t-shirt that is often being pictured having with an IDF t-shirt and Lily. This trio right here is not by random being involved in self-defense, being involved in defending each other and trying to build me as a strange artist, which, by the way, it's also a red flag. When they start saying, oh, well, you guys are so strange. Well, no, it's not strange to know that people, that public personalities are interacting together so that they can be questioned, so that their fans can know, oh, he's doing a rapprochement here. He's getting closer. Maybe their IDs will get closer in the future. Maybe there will be some betrayal. Maybe there will be some detachment from America First. Those are extremely important facts. And the fact that Tommy Robinson has always been he's always been this subversive English person trying to make everyone hate Middle Eastern Arab immigration, but specifically Middle Eastern Arabs. And as far as when the subject of the Jews come, he goes absolutely irrational and, oh my God, we love the Jews and we side with Israel. So it's all a kosher plan here to be kosherizing a right-wing view of anti-immigration and to direct your hate against the Arabs. And I hate this. I will constantly fight against this, and it's not even out of love for the Arabs. It's really out of... We need to understand how your mind is being... how the info war is being led here. And the info war of this kind of subgroup is Zionism by activation of a far-right anti-Muslim voice in Western civilization, which benefits the Jews. That's why all of this is very important. So I said to the America First people yesterday, America First, you're currently being infiltrated by a neo-Zionist network formed by Jake Shields, Tommy Robinson, and Lily. Misogynistic, anti-Semitic, bad experience, radicalization spaces, hit piece, incoming soon. I can do this every day. You're welcome. No need to pay me. So here you have it, the whole story. Jake Shields negotiating something with Lily. Perhaps it's trying to get her into a more anti-Israel coverage position. Or perhaps they were just talking about magic mushrooms and whether they were starting to feel the trip. Tommy Robinson shows up out of nowhere after years of ignoring me. It's strange behavior. And Lily, 100%. So now they have their whole story for a, oh my God, I tried interacting with the Groypers, but they were too evil to me. For the record, I'm not a griper. So it's like, it's annoying because in the end, all we would have wanted from Lily is a clear indication of what she believes. Because when she says, fuck Israel, fuck Palestine, then she starts listing other things. But what do you believe about the subversion of American politics by Israeli interest? It's a simple question, and as long as she tries to evade this question, I will consider that she is siding with a Zionist coverage of some kind. She may be getting groomed by Tommy Robinson, and she will converge toward this kind of anti-Arab coverage. A.N. says, this will be similar to the arc of the transgender, transracial Korean guy. I vaguely remember this, but I don't even remember what it was about. Tarmo has sent $10. He says, JF, I wish you could comment on Ted Kaye's essay, The System's Neatest Trick, where he basically exposes leftist cognitive dissonance about supposedly being anti-system and yet thoroughly supporting the system's fundamental values. Please, please read and comment at some point. Well, thank you for the recommendation. I have read a couple of things from Ted Kaye, and I've always liked them. They are very solid. But when I did my research for the video about Ted Kaye, I didn't read this one specifically, The System's Neatest Trick. So at some point, I might get to it. Thank you for the recommendation. Stephen Robinson says, for the record, I am not related to Tommy Robinson. Oh, that's good to know. That's because I was about to add a fourth element to the network that I've just discovered. Shrink Mamel says, JF, this is the worst diarrhea I've ever had in my life. The doctor says it was good I checked in when I did because I would have collapsed due to dehydration. Yeah, well, you know, drink water when you are in diarrhea. Shrink Mamel, of course, is facing diarrhea for a justified reason. He is currently in Asia. To fuck a woman, to have a wife that he picked up there. So Shrink Mamel is going the extreme length of enduring diarrhea, but for a good cause. So courage, Shrink Mamel. I'm sure you're a healthy guy. I don't think that diarrhea is a life threat to you. You're just going to handle it. Habituate your intestinal system to the local bacteria and then go inseminate your new wife as soon as possible. Yeah, and so this is what alarms me. This is confirmation of my predictions.
And Tez's tweet that criticized him.
Well, I mean, okay, I don't care who it...
So I've seen that Lily is starting to retweet, repost, and like. Well, like, we can't see it anymore, but she is interacting with tweets that are starting to frame America First as a movement of misogynists. And so she's clearly counter-signaling strong, even stronger than Jake Shields, America First. It's like, do you want your movement to be joined by women? And when they start saying this, the problem is women, I don't think they have much to bring to a movement other than being cardboard beauties for promotional stuff. You know, it's exactly what happened with Lauren Rose. She was my co-host. So it's like, okay, let's try. Let's see if a woman can be far right. So it's like, oh, she adheres to all of the IDs. It's like, oh my God, she's checking all the boxes. Now I invite David Duke on my show, not even on an episode where she was present. I invite David Duke. Let's have a talk to David Duke about barbecue and gym and whatever he wants to talk about. And then it's like she resigns. And it's like, I can't be part of a show. It's like, you've been adhering to basically neo-Nazi beliefs that I don't even hold. But the one thing that really crossed your line is that I invited David Duke to discuss with him. That's the problem of women. It's they are such social beasts. That you will lose them at some point along the way where you follow a principle down the abyss. They will be checking. The instinct of a woman is to stand back, look, and let you take the risk for her, which is it totally makes sense. It's a great instinct to have if you are in a dangerous situation. The man walks forward and takes the risk. But it's a terrible situation. It's a terrible instinct to have if you are exploring the field of IDs and if you are in the search for truth, because you need to be willing to go down with the truth.
pisses off, and I've got the right to say it. When I went up there, like, there was a lot of cool dudes. They have awesome points. Like, the America First, they've got some good points. However, it was a weird vibe up there. Like, as a normal person who's not, like, part of this political sphere, I don't know about this, it was a weird vibe. They, like, were almost allergic to women. It was kind of a weird, like, almost low-T vibe I got there. So, yeah, I mean, I have the right to say that. They are kind of weird. That's just a fact. Like,
so if the weirdness of these guys is too much for you, you're not going to make it as a far right. Because as a far right commentator, you need to be willing. You need to choose willfully to become the weirdness. You will be the next weirdness. You will have the next media hit pieces written about you. You will be the person who everyone hates. If you can't adhere to these principles, you're not cut for the far right, which is why I think it's much better for her that she continues her little TikTok commentary using the F word and the N word, and like that's her innovation. Actually, she contributes in that sphere, kind of. It's kind of interesting that she's opening up the Overton window on use of words. But you're not going to have the intellectual capacity and the social capacity to handle just how much shit is headed your way if you continue interacting with the far right. and they're, you know, they're trying to cancel Nick Fuentes. It's like, you can't cancel Nick Fuentes. You had your chance 4 years ago, 5 years ago, when you controlled all of the internet. But look at this, Richie Torra. So you now have regular politicians complaining against Nick Fuentes. You have AOC replying to Nick Fuentes on Twitter. That is fascinating to me. A message for Nick Fuentes, who recently said that he disavows the imagined genocide of Palestinians in AIPAC. Nick Fuentes is a racist and anti-Semite, a white nationalist and a white supremacist to the core. When a liar tells you that there is a genocide in Gaza, see it for what it is, a lie. And here, Nicolas Fuentes exposing Richie Torres for receiving $1.2 million from pro-Israel interest groups. It's like, you guys are trying to cancel Nick Fuentes by calling him a racist and a white supremacist. You're trying to win the game of IDs fairly. You're not going to succeed at this in 2024. People are absolutely desensitized to these terms. It only means something for the normies anymore. And Nick Fuentes gets a reply from AOC. AOC is more... He had started by saying AOC is more America First than 99% of Republicans, because AOC was saying that she doesn't like the unspoken secret in Congress is that much of the reflexive, blind, unconditional vote support for nearly any Israeli government action isn't from actual agreement. It's from fear of losing funding and losing support in the primaries. So losing your job as a politician and your power. And AOC responds to Nick Fuentes' fully true statement. That is true. AOC is more America First than 99% of Republicans, because 99% of Republican politicians, the elite of the Republican Party, would never tell you that they are under basically Israeli slavery. So AOC responds, "You are a white supremacist, and I want nothing to do with you nor the world you imagine. I believe in a multiracial democracy, one of economic rights, civil liberties, and that affirms the working class and the rights of women and LGBTQ plus people. These are not small differences." And Nick says, "You're right, we do have irreconcilable differences. I also disavow the genocide of Palestinians in AIPAC, unlike many of your colleagues. You and me and Rep. Massey, Candace Owens, and Bernie Sanders all agree that the Israel lobby should not control our foreign policy. It's so beautiful to see people on two sides of the aisle basically being brought together by this. It's kind of moving. Being brought together by, yeah, you know, AOC does have problem with the state of Israeli subversion of the government. She just won't use these words because she needs to maintain her cognitive dissonance that ultimately she's so different from the white supremacist. But ultimately, she believes the same thing as Nick Fuentes on that question. She's not going to use these words. She's going to soften her words. And ultimately, that's why the right wins. It's because the right is more willing to, less caring to be called this label, white supremacist or whatever. We have moved beyond. And we have moved beyond ultimately what Lily is trying to bring back, which is this social caring. You know, Lily, why these guys were all looking weird to you as a normal person when you went to AFPAC? It's because they were selected. They were selected for not caring. Ultimately, they self-selected into this political sphere, and the only way they could get in there is by abandoning the idea of social respect. And yet sticking to an idea that they truly believe in, which in their case is Christ is king. And we have to undermine the foreign influence of Israel onto American politics. If you care about how you look before you care about these two questions, you're not cut for this world. So go ahead and continue your mindless commentary like this.
Hey liberals! Hey fucking morons! Hey libertarians who didn't have a problem with open borders! We got a major problem now!
What about Jews? What about Jewish organizations? What about... Because libertarians, whether they believe in immigration or not, I mean, I'm a libertarian and I'm against immigration. But libertarians have swayed no power in the U.S., for the last 60 years. So why don't you criticize the group that has swayed power over the academia, the media, and politics for 80 years, which is Jews?
Wow. So you used to not have a problem with all these people flooding the border because, oh, it was cheap labor. We can hire them. I like Pablo. Pablo's so humble. Si, senor, doing your fucking dishes and doing your gardening. Well, it ain't Pablo no more, motherfucker.
Well, this whole slavery of the immigrants, is basically a need of the well-off left. And it's the well-off elite left that needs people to care for their house while they're gone working or while they're gone through their occupations. So why don't you criticize the well-off elite left, which is formed by Jewish people, the technocrats who have decided that this demographic replacement should happen? And by the way, they keep calling it the demographic replacement theory a conspiracy theory. Now we have a Project Veritas release, I believe, today or a couple of days ago, that confirms from within the Biden administration that, no, it's a plan. We want to change the demographics of America because white people they're too right-wing. They're not enough left-wing to maintain a constant Democrat power. So it's a plan, it's intentional, and it's happening.
You know who it is? It's fighting age men by the millions that are flooding over our country. And before you say, oh, I'll get land off the grid, I'll stay in the rural areas. Oh, I got news for you. They're shipping them here. They can't take any more of them in these cities, so they're shipping them out to the south. They're shipping them out to the rural areas, and they're about to flood us all the fuck out.
Who does this? Who benefits from having a very large population of obedient, leftist, military-abled population? Who would benefit from American demographics being able to draft all these people? It is the elite that controls our politics, as it turns out. And it is a bunch of people who don't feel concerned about U.S. demographics because they don't feel part of it. Because they don't feel white. That's the problem. And these people control politics. No matter how you yap on TikTok, if you don't find a solution to this problem, the fact that the people who are controlling the border do not feel that they are part of American demographics. They do not feel that if white people disappeared from America, that they would have disappeared. That is the problem.
I just went to Walmart the other day, and there was two unmarked, like, school buses full of fighting-age men. Not one woman, not one child. Fighting-age men, they're bringing them to your fucking back door, and if we don't do something about it, we're fucked.
Yes, yes. And what we suggest is to first take full cognizance of who is doing the subversion so that we end up in this state. And as it here is a member of the subversive group, Alex Stein, where you went on his show.
This is what they said that you did with Sneeko's burrito. This is what they said. Can you prove if it's real or fake?
That's fake, but I have to say, I'm a little bit concerned with how well you treated that burrito. Like, should I be questioning?
So there she goes. I mean, she went to AF back, but now she's on The Blaze making comedic appearances with Alex Stein, who is, the definition of a subversive agent, who is a Jew who dreams of having a rap career. And because he wasn't good enough to be a rapper, he made it into centrist commentary. And he believes, by the way, Alex Stein believes, and he made a debate against me on Modern Day Debate, where he held the position that black people end up in prison in the U.S. because the police is racist. That's who you're talking to. Nicholas Petrus says Alex is pretty all right in my opinion. Not in my opinion. Someone who believes that the difference of crimes between blacks and whites is explainable by police racism is absolutely delusional and is working against the interest of whites to understand the truth. So fuck him. Yeah, people are looking at court documents of Nick Requieta alleging that his 9-year-old daughter tested positive for cocaine. So this is all as part of the arrest of Requieta Law. So this man who hosts the big legal channel on YouTube, Requieta, and who's a leftist degenerate. And, you know, I documented his whole degenerate life on a show that I did about this, where he had a live-in girlfriend, his wife, and they were high on ecstasy and all sorts of drugs constantly. And as part of his arrest, he has been accused of child endangerment. And they tested his daughter for positive for cocaine. They say at a level of over 5,000 with a cutoff of 500. So above some threshold, but I don't know what the threshold means. It's, I know that child protective services are absolutely capable of making up evidence. So I'm not going to defend his lifestyle, but I would feel extremely inconsistent because I know that they lied about people that I know. They lied before. So I'm not going to take a non-reviewable, non-appealable banana kangaroo court type of process and believe that somehow it gives me access to the truth. I believe that these courts should be abolished, and so I don't care what they say. Now, to me, and people are saying, well, maybe the child had cocaine on her, but that she hadn't ingested cocaine. Whatever. In the end, I believe that it's absolutely criticizable for Requieta to be so degenerate that he takes cocaine at all while being a father. Even if you were to take cocaine away from your children, to me, that would still be reprehensible morally. So I believe that Requieta is really misguided in his life. He had YouTube fame and he wasted it on just partying and to an extent endangering for sure the people around him. Because you can't be fully concentrated on making a good job as a parent if your dream is to go to these panty only homosexual karaoke's. And be on ecstasy and be like, oh yeah, I enjoy sex on ecstasy. And I don't know why someone would want to do this. That's why I'm also critical of Lily. Like, as a parent, why would you want to be on mushrooms, even if you're in a separate state from your children? Why would you want any second of your life to be not experienced with your full mind, as you enjoy the joy of being a parent? To me, it's totally foreign to me. That being said, I don't trust child protective services, so I'm just not going to conclude that his daughter was on cocaine. But the fact that he was on cocaine, to me, is absolutely true and was criticizable. Nick Frontes totally destroys Jack Posobiec for recycling, and I've criticized this on Twitter too, recycling the white boy summer meme. Shame on you, Jack Posobiec.
The other thing that I saw was Jack Posobiec trying to do the white boy summer thing. You know, we invented that. Well, I shouldn't say that. Chet Hanks, literally 3 years ago, said white boy summer. And the Groybers heard the call, and we did White Boy Summer in 2021. We did the White Boy Summer road trip. We did the White Boy Summer tour. We did the White Boy Summer playlist. That was years ago. That was in 2021, 3 years ago. Fast forward 3 years later, and Jack Posobiec is trying to make it cool again. He's got the Pit Vipers on. He's got a pink hat. This is White Boy Summer. Completely shameless. Totally shameless theft. You know what's so funny? It's like we did it in 2021. John Doyle did it in 2022. He sold all this crappy merch. I mean, literally, he was like a year late. Turning Point does it 3 years later. They finally catch on in 2024 and say, hey, it's going to be White Boy Summer. White Boy Summer was 3 years ago. What are you talking about? So Jack Posobiec comes out to trap music. He's got the Pit Vipers on. One of his douchebags has got the White Boy Summer flag. He's throwing out White Boy Summer hats. And the camera is on the stage with Jack Posobiec, who's like a 40-year-old man, throwing these stupid hats out. And then they cut to the audience. And it's like these two, and you know, bless their hearts, I'm sure they're very nice. But it cuts from Posobiec, hello, my fellow kids. Look, it's White Boy Summer, remember, from 3 years ago? And then it cuts to the audience. And it's these two, like, 50-year-old women, these two, like, moms. And they're doing, like, the mom clap. You know what I'm talking about? They're both, like... this is... So me, I'm out there on the balcony, like Mussolini with the raised fist. It's America first. Down with Israel. You know, everyone screaming. And then you go into Turning Point. You got Alex Clark with her Botox face. It's not just about drinking water. You're like supporting freedom. And then you got 40-year-old Jack Posobiec throwing out the hats. I think it's kind of like the wrong audience. And you got the moms in the audience. They're like on their phone. They're doing like the mom thing. You know how like, you know how boomers hold their phone? They're like.
It's exactly how it was. It's exactly how ridiculous TPUSA has become. And holy shit, did I feel bad when I saw this video. I was like, this is outdated. This is grifting. And this is why it's so important for me to comment on this Jake Shields, Tommy Robinson. It's because there is a set of interests currently aligning, trying to steal everything from Nick Fuentes. Trying to say, oh yeah, we can take his white boy summer memeing, but we can do it a la TPUSA sauce. We can take his use of the F word and N word, but we can do it Lily style and not comment on Jewish subversion of politics. Yes, DK Shadow uses the word front running. It's a little bit what is happening. And I believe that all of it will be a failure. I believe that all of it will be a failure because they don't have censorship. And most importantly, they intentionally omit to take the important ingredient, which is Nick Fuentes as a following, not just because he's funny or uses the N-word. Those are the small things, really. The reason people are accumulating around him is that he is pursuing a truthful fight against something that is truly unjust. And you can't take the rest without taking that fight. Rena says, Jeff, I can assure you Jake or Lily aren't trying to steal anything. But you don't know this. And it doesn't matter whether they know that they're doing it. Every gatekeeper along the way is doing a form of theft to the original thinker. Every gatekeeper along the way. This is all that politics is, by the way. It's all, well, how much of Nick Fuentes' fan base can I get to vote for Donald Trump? It's all what it is, and it's all the mechanism of the binary politics of America. So I don't think you know what you're talking about. Every declination of gatekeeping and gay-oping and all of it is all theft and absorption of sub-IDs. And don't call it theft if you don't like this. The old one, too, says, Rena, your account was made 27 minutes ago. Strange. Ah, oh, that's interesting. Interesting that the person coming to make this case. Okay, Rena says, the photo you posted includes three people. I was the third person. Lily is just a normal normie-con girl who got boosted to 100,000 followers in a week. Well, okay. None of this is contrary to what I've been saying from the beginning of this show, which is that Lily is sending mixed signals. Lily is behaving like a woman who's ready to divorce. And let me tell you, I've been through enough divorces to know how they do. And Lily is starting to use code words of the abuse code word. And when women start using that word, you can be sure that it's not to improve the relationship. You can be sure that they're trying to create a record of their victimization. And what Lily is currently doing with America First is creating a record of her victimization. She may not know that it's what she's doing. She may just be following her evil woman instincts. But those instincts are in there. And it's driving her current behavior. Rena says, when we were at the bar, Jake and I were GQing her the entire time. This is all new content for her, which is why she doesn't talk about it. Well, thank you for doing it, and thank you for pushing content onto her. That doesn't change my commentary, though, and it doesn't change my use of the picture. Ultimately, you don't matter as a third party in this interaction, and ultimately, what Lily will do is kind of independent of what you think. It's kind of independent of what you tried to push on her. Because whatever you tried to push on her, some of it may have come into her, but some of it she may have rejected. So we don't know what direction she will take. But right now, I'm basing my analysis on observable behavior. And based on observable behavior, she is silent on the Zionist question. She is teaming up with pro-Zionist ex-IDF people like Tommy Robinson. She is being groomed by pro-Zionist people on Twitter like Tommy Robinson. And she is creating a record of victimization and of ridiculing the man of America First. Those are facts that are completely independent of whether she was at this table with you or not. Those are all facts and totally independent of your perception of her. So today, I would encourage you to be open to these facts and understand that she could have been sucking your dicks while wearing Hitler apparels at this table. And that wouldn't change my analysis of the question tonight. So Rena Respecter is sending us proof that she is. Well, so you were at this table and you're a registered Democrat on Twitter. Or is that a joke? Your Twitter bio is a joke? I personally don't care about Rena proving that she was that she was the person or he was the person at the table. I believe you, Rena. But Rena is saying, here's a picture, and there's David Duke on the picture. And Lily, yes, indeed, looking at the picture. I believe that Rena has proven that she is a legitimate person at the table. Yeah, so doesn't change my take. And here women are folding to the idea of the workplace. They now want to be back as trad women, but they are faced with the problem that men cannot sustain their expensive lifestyles.
Men are like, we want a traditional woman. We want a woman at home, taking care of me, taking care of the kids, cooking, cleaning, doing all this. And women are like, have done the feminism, they've done the 9-to-5, they're all broke, they're unhappy. They're like, why are we working so hard? This sucks. And then they're like, okay, we accept your terms. And then men are like, okay. And then we're like, okay, so that's going to take a lot of money to have this life. So are you going to be a provider full time? Are you going to give me and the children the lives that we want? And then as soon as women turn it on men and accept, men are like, oh my gosh, you're just all gold diggers. And then it's like, so what do you want from us? There's no winning. Yeah, we do want to be at home with the kids.
We want you to accept that you won't have these leather seats anymore. And trust us. We can sustain your life, but you can't be generating these crazy expenses all the time. You're not just going to have to put in our hands your survival. You're going to have to put into our hands some decisions about the way you spend money. Rena says, I don't care about her, but people have been talking about her for a week nonstop as if she's some psyop. And it's all a waste of time, in my opinion. She's just a random civilian. E-girls who work for TPUSA or Prager are way worse. Yes, but I agree with all of this, which is why I'm dedicating so much time to her. If she was just a lost apparatus of the enemy, I wouldn't care about explaining it in such a fair way that I believe Lily could watch my shows and learn more and understand more about what she's doing. That's why I take so much time to do it. If she was a lost cause and I knew her to be siding with the enemy already, I would just ignore her probably, or I would counter her arguments if she was to make arguments for contrarian beliefs to mine. But I believe that she's somewhat a normie / normal girl, but normal girls can go the TP USA way quite fast, let me tell you. So I consider when I do my commentary that she could take that direction. Meanwhile, it's so sad to see the kidnapping of Ukrainians. This is exactly what they want to do with Americans. They want eventually to cull the American male population by sending them into a useless war with the hope that many of them die. This will be my last news item before we close the show. Look at this. A guy who is a father who cares for a young baby. They rip the baby from his arms and the mother gets it and they kidnap the male. It's a meat grinder, and at this point, I believe the only function of the Ukrainian war at this point is just to cull its male population. Just see how enthusiastic they are at sending them to useless front lines where they make zero advances. At this point, I believe that war is simply the method that Jewish technocrats use when they want to empty a nation from its males. Prove me wrong.